NorthStar Client Services Director Ed Barlow started the presentation with a few questions.
If Petersburg were a famous person, who would it be and why?
Barlow says sometimes the lighthearted questions are the most revealing. Petersburg Economic Development Council President Nancy Berg compared Petersburg to Captain Ron from the 1992 movie by the same name.
You know, the old salty sea captain who was kind of independent and crotchety. just reminds me of Petersburg. You know, everybody kind of likes to do their own thing. And, you know, there's a lot of characters here that makes it a fun place.
Throughout the meeting, Barlow emphasized that branding is about highlighting the town's existing strengths.
It's not about changing you. That's not what this process is meant to do. It's about discovering the best of you and getting everyone on that same page, that single cohesive message. So every time a part of the community speaks, you're operating together.
NorthStar has been conducting interviews and meeting with residents during their week-long stay in Petersburg. They will continue to do research remotely through October, including distributing a community survey and contacting people in other communities to learn about their perceptions of Petersburg. Barlow says research reveals what's unique about a community and provides common ground for decision-making. He says this unified message is often the most important product of the process, even though people tend to focus on the more tangible results.
I don't think anybody's ever moved anywhere, visited anywhere, or taken business anywhere based on a logo and a line.
But Creative Director Kevin Hinson says a unifying visual theme is important. He compared the branding process to building a house, with the research being a solid foundation and the creative process being the decoration.
A logo and a strap line, not the whole brand, but it is part of that brand. Maybe it's that big couch or that big mirror. It's an important part of the brand, but it's not the whole brand. You know, you have simple things like your stationery and things like that. All the little elements that make up the whole house. No individual part of that is going to be the most important, but when you put them all together, it makes a really beautiful house.
He presented several case studies of other communities NorthStar has worked with, showing examples of how branding can be incorporated into everything from trash cans to business marketing to web pages. Some residents were concerned with how Petersburg will implement the changes NorthStar recommends. NorthStar's Barlow says the first step is ensuring that a single person is responsible, whether that means creating a new position or recruiting a volunteer.
If you do this by committee, I mean leading the brand once you're ready to put it to work, it will likely fall through the cracks.
Residents also raise concerns about how branding will be funded. The PEDC's Nancy Berg says the council has allocated some funds to start the process and will continue to seek community support. Berg also pointed to other small communities in Alaska, like Seward, that have worked with NorthStar to develop a brand. She says generating enthusiasm is the best place to start.
I think there'll be some questions, but hopefully the people that are here doing it are so positive and excited about it that I think they'll bring that forth to the rest of the community.
Berg says already the meeting brought together different segments of the community.
People from the city here, there were people from PDC and the chamber, and then there were fishermen and people I didn't know, so I don't know why they were here, but so it was a diversified group of people.
Berg also responded to concerns that branding Petersburg would mean losing the traditional theme of Alaska's Little Norway.
We're not throwing out Little Norway. You know, it's going to be incorporated into that because that's obviously a big part of who we are. But it also doesn't include the whole community. So we want to make it more, in my opinion, make it more inclusive.
After NorthStar finishes their research in October, they'll compile a report that includes steps for implementing the brand, creative products like logos and style sheets, and suggestions for evaluating success. In Petersburg, I'm Esme Joyce.